Atypical sports radio show.
Okay, I'll explain why I'm acting so weird.
Atypical.
Yo, welcome to the Atypical Sports Show with your host, Robin Key.
Today, we taking it to the West Coast. And you know what? I just realized that's my favorite place on the world. Like right now, I love Arizona. I love California. I love Oregon. I love Washington. And I was just thinking of all the cities that were involved. I love all those cities. I can live in any of those cities.
Like you're talking about the AL West Division and the NL West Division, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So I mean, start with the AL West. Okay, so what I got coming out of AL West, I have the Angels.
Number one.
I have the Angels there just because I think that's what I should do. There's not very many good teams there. The Angels lost the pitching. The Angels lost their closer. I don't really believe in Angels, but you know what? Seattle got a good number one. We got a guy who could maybe Felix Fernandez who could possibly compete
but
for
who's
the
your number two.
That's the problem. Eric Berard, if he's healthy.
Brandon Morrow?
Well, maybe. And look at Oakland. Oakland's playing with Diamondbacks AAA guys. And look at Texas. Texas don't got no pitching, so I'm saying the number one team right now is Anaheim Angels.
They got that dude Vasante.
When you can't remember the only guy they got, you know they done. So who's your first team with AL?
Okay, I mean, the Angels by default.
Okay, all
right. They got a nasty lineup. They're going to face pitching staffs of Seattle and Texas 30 times a year?
So, I take Seattle, too.
I'm taking them last.
Of course.
But I think they're a terrible team.
Worse than the Oakland A's.
No, I think Oakland's going to step up. I think Matt Holliday, Giambi, I just think they got more star power.
Okay,
and
well,
they
fine.
Always step up for some reason. They always got these kids you never heard of before, and they just start pitching.
You know what? I'm so tired of old people talking about Oakland. I hate the way people talk about Billy Beane the same way. They're always competing.
They are, though. That's just, you said that about the Twins. But what's the difference?
No, because the Twins play in a division with three quality teams. I'm not them fans that don't see straight.
Just because
it's
whack.
My posse is on Broadway. Posse, yup.
My horizon's on the backside dancing like a freak. Yeah, you know my Seattle song. This ain't one of my top five, but I like Buttermilk Biscuit.
Dude, that was one of my favorites. Don't think so. Also, like, do you really wanna?
But,
okay, you wouldn't.
Okay, so okay, can we just get okay, business so, no, first? Can you just please pick the four just so okay, we can see, document right, it, okay, please? So, and then we can just freelance.
Anaheim Angels, Seattle, blah, 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 blah. So Texas and then Oakland.
Okay, I'll go Angels. I'll go Oakland, Texas, Seattle.
Okay.
And then I'm going to Angels first. And you got to think of Los Angeles. I don't know. It's more Orange County. That's where they're living at. I mean, that's where they're coming out of Anaheim. Mm-hmm. But you got to have some L.A. rap on there. And okay. Can I bring my number one?
Bring your number one.
My number one. I'm taking it to the essence. Iced tea. 6 a.m, police at my door. Fresh D squeak across the bathroom. Doom, doom, doom. You like that? That's the first element. 1986, my first elements of gangster rap.
Right, right. Okay, I feel you. I like that, man. Anaheim Angels, okay.
Now who's your L.A. representative?
My L.A. representative to live and die in L.A.
To live and die in L.A.
The reason why I picked that was because, see, I was matching it to the team. To live and die in L.A., that's basically what it is, man. Either if they don't win it, everybody's going to swear they should have won it. If they do win it, they're going to be like, all right, they won it. So to live and die in L.A., because that's really where it's all about, this division is in L.A. If the L.A. dies, somebody's going to creep up. If they win, they live, you know, they're going to take it. So that's why I picked my song, To Live and Die. Man, that's classic pop.
No,
man.
I like it, dude.
You know you got to feel that.
I like it. This American League. Are we done with this division?
Unfortunately, yeah, we're done, man. We're done.
But I got Oakland finishing... second.
Second, yeah.
Second.
Yeah, yeah. You don't even feel comfortable about it. You want to change that pick right now.
Dude, I'm looking at these teams. I don't care. I don't really know what's going on.
Okay.
Like, at least the NL West, you still got the Cy Young race. It's going to be coming out the NL West.
Right.
So there's more interesting things that's going to happen in the National League
definitely,
West.
Definitely.
But let's just stick with Oakland,
okay,
since Oakland's there, because you got to have some Yay Area representation.
Right.
And I think we're going to share the same one right here.
That's my new word, representation.
Representation.
No, you said representation. I like that.
You know, I always make words up, man. I listen to myself back on a podcast, and I'm like, Key, did you get a college degree? What was you doing?
The Ebonics.
No, but I like, it's got to be.
Call
This is how we chill from 93 until... Is that you had that one?
No, Hieroglyphics. I was going to put...
Souls of Mischief.
Souls of Mischief. I was going to put them on there, but you're going to like what I do. Okay, cool.
Who's your Oakland?
My Oakland... I didn't have an Oakland representative.
You don't have nobody from the Bay Area? You did the whole West Coast and you don't have not one Bay Area...
No, we'll go to the next. So NL West.
National League West. I mean, I think we're going to both agree. Can we say it at the same time? One, two, three. Arizona D-backs. Diamondbacks. That's who, yeah.
Okay.
Look at this.
High five. You hear? Oh, you just
we
heard
never
it.
Agree.
You heard a podcast high five.
You never agree. It's a high cast.
Pod five. All right, so.
Remember High C?
High C.
It tastes so wonderfully.
The juice you used to make, and you used to have to open it up from both sides because you know you had to do the can opener. You had the high C can.
Right.
That was
right.
The best juice ever. It was like people
dude,
that
had traces of metal in it.
What didn't back then though? I mean, seriously. And you think about it, you had the thing, you open up both sides, you just put it in the refrigerator for like 4 days.
You're gonna love high C.
It was better than Kool-Aid, or did you use like Tang?
Oh man, Tang I would destroy. I put so much scoops of that orange stuff in there. It'd be all crunchy at the bottom because I would just let that stuff sit at the bottom. I love Tang, man. Yeah. So what was we? Okay.
Always
so,
dumb. You know, I got a feeling.
Who's your number two? But who's your number?
I
that's
have
key
a feeling,
because this is where we're going to split.
I was thinking this is where I think we might match this. This is like the lottery match. Number two.
One,
San Francisco.
Oh, dude, I was gonna have the Giants.
San Francisco. I swear. I swear we're gonna match this. Mm-hmm. Ding 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 ding. Man, okay.
Number three. One.
Gotta go.
Okay, on three. Okay. One, two, three. Padres.
Okay.
Okay, I got Padres.
I had the Dodgers.
I got Dodgers falling out.
You had them at five?
No, not falling.
Okay, who you got at four?
Oh, I got Dodgers.
Okay, so we just switched that in Colorado, so it's still close.
Yeah, Colorado's going to be the end. Dodgers will be four.
Wow, that's pretty
impressive. Yeah, that's pretty impressive because I look at it this way. So the Diamondbacks, to me, if the Diamondbacks don't win it, it's like they choked. Dude, they got Heron, they got Webb, and then they got Garland. So they got a nice number three. Garland's a good number three.
Yeah,
so then you look at the Dodgers, they lost Brad Penny. That was their
Dodgers
horse.
Dodgers lost a lot, man. Dude, and they don't get Manny back?
Man, even if they get Manny back, they're treading water. And so I'm looking at them. Then I look at the Padres. Dude, Padres ain't going to be relevant for another 4 more years.
And you know, because they lost my boy Khalil Green. You know, I got the love for the name Khalil, the good guy.
He's such an overrated guy. It should be the overrated guys at Khalil.
I think the surprising pick that we have to talk about is, why are we picking the Giants?
I tell you, you know what? Well, it's not that hard, dude. They got Noah Wiley and they got Tim Lincecum.
You know he went to UW, right?
UW.
Yeah. Pac-10 player of the year and rookie
everything
and freshman
year.
Yeah, it was incredible.
So Tim Lincecum, and they got their lefty, Lowry. They got Lowry as their lefty.
Renteria always goes to the team the first year.
Right.
And then
they got speed on the base path, and we were talking about that.
I like Fred Lewis,
dude, because he got speed, he got wheels.
That's my watch out player of the year. Watch Fred Lewis do his thing. If you playing fantasy baseball, just do a wild card to him at the end of your little draft. Pick up your boy Fred Lewis.
No, I don't think it's gonna be a wild card, man. I think people are really gonna pick up at the end of the year. He had great numbers at the end of the year. He was balling. So Fred Lewis, that's why I picked them, because I think they're gonna be well coached, and I think they have pitching, and pitching is gonna keep you in there. So they'll be number two, and then I see the Colorado Rockies trailing up, picking it up at the end.
Good call, man.
You like
I feel
that?
Comfortable
you
about
feel comfortable
our little
about
picks
that?
Right now. One thing I don't feel comfortable about is that Live and Die in L.A. That's the only song you said.
Oh, Live and Die in L.A. Oh,
but
I had one for the Dodgers. Far Side.
Drop!
Yeah, because I like that.
You remember
like
when Far Side was on that one Real World? That one dude was on that one Real World in Hawaii. He was dating that one chick. The one with Tech was on it.
Yeah.
And she went to go visit him in Kauai. He wasn't a Real World dude.
No, dude.
It was amazing to me. Yeah. I was like, how is this? That's when I knew it was like, they're over. They're done. There's this dude's on a reality show as a side character.
I never knew that, dude.
Tech was more of a star than him at that time.
I never knew, man. I never saw that, man. You the man on that.
So I think my L.A. song, I was going back and forth. Oh, no, I got Six in the Morning. But I think I'm going to ride with the last great West Coast anthem is the East Siders.
Straight West Coast stand. A lot of people square. I
bang with the gang that don't need no intro. There you go.
Did you can't mess with me? Yeah.
You said that was the last great. That was a great last
a
great
true West Coast, West Coast song, like a true West Coast.
But then you
Coast
say something
ride.
After that. There was another one.
No, but then I said it was Jay-Z Changed the Game. Oh, yeah, that's not West Coast, but it's that West Coast beat.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Right. And I was thinking about it, man. Like, could the West Coast exist without Zapp and Roger? Like, would the West Coast sound be the West Coast sound without Roger Troutman? Our friend, our comrade. You know, you'll rest in peace.
Yeah,
but. Man, I have so much love for Roger because me and Rob had the opportunity to meet a Roger Troutman probably about 3-4 years before he passed away. He had a concert in Tucson.
That we promoted.
We was a street team.
We
was a street team for Big Slim. Big Slim had us out there. And you remember that time? We had our tuxedos.
We had tuxedos.
We was picking up. We picked up the Commodores. We picked up Lakeside.
And we picked up Roger.
We picked up Zapp and Roger, like just me and him.
Right.
So Roger out there on the curb of Tucson International Airport. It's international because they do fly to Mexico. We was in a Tucson International Airport. We picked up Roger in one of his zoot suits. So he get onto the thing. He say, "Hey, what's up, brothers?" And we didn't pick him up in a limo. It was like a van that you take.
It was a white van. You take your local youth sports team to the Y.
But we had on tuxes, so we offset it.
And he walked in there with that state of the art drum machine. He had this.
Recognize this is Roger, fresh off of California Love, Roger.
Exactly. And so he get on the van, and he has one of these ahead of the game boom that just makes beats. It's it look like
no,
a
PS3. You know what it was? But he had, okay, you remember how you have those CD players that you can stick the cassette in?
Right.
The out was the cassette. So you can stick a cassette, but it was the, it had the cord, and it was kind of like, it was the vocoder. He had the original vocoder where it had a microphone, and it had like a little, where he can play his own music.
Right.
So he said, "Man, check this out, young brothers." And he was playing, and me and Rob was swearing. We was telling Roger, "You need to make a song called Put It Down. And then we was on there freestyling in there with Roger. Roger was like, he made us feel like we was really making a song.
Dude, we was over there freestyling for Roger, dude, while I was driving in the van.
Driving for the van. I was so bold. But do you remember when we was there and Roger was on stage? But Commodores, I think they was like, we're headlining.
Right.
And one of those old school Commodore dudes, you know, you think you might see him in church, but he had the nerve to look at us and said, "This room doesn't have any Chevy's Regal." We had to go to the store. Yeah. We was out in the county fairgrounds. There was no liquor
store.
But he demanded that scotch.
Yeah, dude. We had to roll and get that. That's one of those stories that, you know what?
I'm going to test your mind. What happened with the tuxedos? Do you remember that story? See, I love
it. Okay, so I think what happened was we were supposed to give the tuxedo back to Sam, but then we were at a young impressionable age. Sam was a promoter / entrepreneur, and Sam punked us to bring in this. We brought these Russell the Bull tuxedos.
We had to return them 2 weeks late. You can only take them like 3. And so we had a big pile of everyone's tuxedos because we were a street team. And he said, "You know, you got to take those tuxedos back." So we walked to the store, and we didn't know they was going to sweat us for the late fees. We weren't going to pay for them, and Sam didn't expect us to pay for them. He just didn't want to deal with it.
Right.
So we took it back, and they're like, "Hey, what are you going to do with the leaf? I don't know. We out of here.
We just dropped off these 8 tuxedos, man. It was 2 weeks after the fact. I didn't even know if we still promoted it. I was like, did we do this?
Oh, man. I was dusted and disgusted. Speaking of that, that's my favorite right there. Because you got to throw E-40.
Right.
Spice the Bay Area and Tupac in the same song.
Right.
Here we go. Dusted and disgusted. Dusted and disgusted.
Let's let off some 203s on the other side of a town. Draw the attention on the other side of
ooh,
town.
That feet ride right there,
that
Blair.
Is tight. That is tight, man. I give it to you right there.
And that's got that Roger element, too, in a way.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. That's a little Roger story we got to share to y'all, man.
All right.
We finished this baseball talk. I mean, we can. I just want to tell everybody how much I love West Coast rap. I was going through all these West Coast songs.
I'm a straight rider. You don't want to fuck with me. Got the police busting at me.
On that note, yo, coming back from the break, we're going to get to your emails, little fan interaction.
Can I go to some American League West spring training games so you can hit me to why it should be good, why they even in the league?
You know what I'm saying?
All of them are out here, right?
All Angels, Mariners, Oakland,
Rangers,
and Rangers. Strangers. Yep, they all out here.
Let's check out one of them, though.
Although we're going to check that out, man. Okay. But coming back from the break, we're going to check y'all out by getting a little to the emails, fan interaction. We're going to break down our weekend, All-Star Weekend.
And more West Coast rap.
And what our festivities are going to be for All-Star Weekend. So coming right back at you with Atypical Sports Show.
What about J-O Felony for San Diego?
Yeah, all right then.
Anyway, all right then. I can give it to you.
All right then, come back, y'all.